Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Two things that I want to kick this off with is one, I want specifically for you to know that yesterday I knew it was Ryan Wachowski's birthday and I deliberately didn't say anything to him. And I'm saying this right now to let him know that I knew it was his birthday and I didn't say a damn thing to you. So here's to you. Secondly, saw Bob Kendrick downstairs. I've gone to church with a guy that looks like Bob Kendrick my whole life. He looked like he could preach. He looked like he could be a deacon, an usher. He is clean, like he is going to Sunday church every time I see him.
I don't even know if you needed to mention that fact about Ryan Witkowski's birthday, because the guy that doesn't get his coworkers a gift for Christmas, we know you're not the type to say happy birthday to people.
Yeah. I got my coworkers gifts.
Didn't get me anything.
Even if they hate me.
Don't know why you had to throw that out.
I've got it. Just wanted to let Ryan know that. And I'm looking him right in his eyes and let them know. I knew it was your birthday. Don't whisper stuff in my ears before the show starts. You know what time it is. Hey, Vern!
What? Show, good morning.
I'll shove it.
Don't start it off with a middle finger.
That's what you've done to me all morning. The both of yous.
You come in here with your hat
flipped
up like that and your purple tinted glasses.
That was not towards you, Ryan. These guys have put me in a place. Well, I can't come in here and look like Sydney. I can't come in here and look like Sydney Dean. I can't have my hat flipped up. What is Wesley Snipes too good for me?
That coupled with the purple tinted glasses, it's too much. It's too much.
We get 4 days off.
I'm very happy to see you. You looked very
nice. No, you weren't. No, the two of you, like, you know, it almost felt like to me, as soon as I walked in, the both of yous were like, God,
you got a little bit of Twitter notoriety this weekend. You really were a buzz this weekend on Twitter, and now you show up on Tuesday.
What are you talking
and
about?
And you can't tell show anything.
What are you talking about?
I saw you took a picture of a T-shirt that said, "Keep Kansas City Midwestern," and there was a lot of conversation about it. You're feeling yourself a little bit because your Twitter followers, I would imagine, picked up somewhat this weekend.
And there you go again, being a jerk.
It's a terrible shirt.
You know it didn't. You know it didn't.
You didn't gain any followers off of
that? Shut up, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's all right. That's why Cody.
I saw a lot of people quote tweeting it, a lot of people discussing it, and yet, wow. No.
It was more of a discussion piece than I thought it would be. It was.
I thought it was going to help the brand that is Ron the Show Hughley.
I'll retweet it one more time. As those can go to.
You're going to retweet yourself?
You're damn right I am.
Okay.
You got a problem with it?
Nope.
Of course you do. You have a problem with everything that I do. That's all right. As a leader, as a clear leader of this show, I will finish this. No, I sent this out. I saw this in a store I was in yesterday. You can go to Ronnie, R-O-N-N-I-E-H show, and see it. And it was a shirt someone made that says, "Keep Kansas City Midwestern." And as you so eloquently alluded to earlier,
thank you.
So many people were responding to it. And it is really fascinating to me where people's minds go when they see it. Because where I went, as soon as I saw it, it felt like, let's keep it where it is. Let's not grow this thing. Because in my mind, when I see that, I see people not voting for the new airport, or which it passed, but I'm talking about when there was thought that we may have to pay for it, or not extending, like having the streetcar extended, or voting for public. Like, it felt like keep it down. And that was just my initial reaction. But then I saw a lot of other people's reaction was, yeah, keep our values, keep as a positive thing. It was really interesting to see so many people see the shirt, see the saying on the shirt, and then their reaction to it, whether it be to a place of positiveness or negativeness.
Did you buy the shirt?
Hell no.
Keep Kansas City Midwestern.
Yeah, my response to it was literally, it feels like it can't, like it says, don't grow. That's what it felt like to me. And everybody has their opinion on it. And so many people showed it. You know, like, hey, not everybody wants to be Minneapolis or Chicago. But then other things into a place of, let's just keep it how it always has been and let's not progress. It's interesting because you live here. When you see a shirt like that, where do you take it?
I take it as the first thing that hit me was people not wanting to lose the identity. We're not the biggest of markets, but we're proud of what we are, what we have to offer, our history here in Kansas City. The values thing, I think a lot of that is lying to yourself like most cities do, where you act as if you have this moral high ground over New York, over Los Angeles, over Chicago, over Houston. But yeah, I'm not going to point to the values. I think it has more to do with the history and not being something or not pretending to be something that you're not. Embracing the fact that we are who we are. Some of you claim us to be flyover country, and you know what? To hell with you if you think that way. That's what I see. Not that we're afraid to grow or progress as a city, but we're not going to change who we are for you elitists on the coast. That's what I took from it. Is that funny? I don't know why Serta's staring at me with that grin on his face.
You guys were both looking at me like I was supposed to say something. I was like, am I supposed to respond to this?
No, because we know you hate Kansas City. So
you were looking at us like you were about to say
something.
It
would actually be better if you stayed out of this. We're already struggling enough.
I just don't love the mentality that shirt portrays. That's a big problem that I have with Kansas City.
Well, are you going to, were you just going to say that? You want to elaborate on that, champ?
It's like everyone being up in arms over the weekend because Travis Scott accidentally said St. Louis at the end of his show. That guy plays a lot of shows. He tours all over the place. He was just at the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago. People make mistakes. It's not a slight to Kansas City.
Well,
it doesn't
sure
need
it
to
is.
Be taken that way.
Well, sure it is. I mean, you would be, I could see why people are upset why he would say, of all cities, St. Louis. Yes.
But what
are you talking about the mentality of the city with this?
It sounds like he's agreeing with you in this small-minded mentality in which I don't think is consistently reflected by the city. I think it's more of a, for those people that are going to sit around and complain that Kansas City isn't New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, a big city.
No, never
well,
will
then,
be.
Well, then get the hell out of here because this city's never going to be that.
Never
I don't think it
that.
Reflects a Des Moines attitude. I hear the Des Moines attitude from people in Kansas City at times, but I don't think keeping this town Midwestern, as the T-shirt said, is a reflection of their unwillingness to grow.
Yeah, I like I said, I think anyone could see it from their vantage point and opinion, and the response we got was from a lot of different areas. Ours are two different ones, and Serta just hates Kansas City.
You know, these guys, a lot of credit. Barry's an unbelievable leader. You know, just been amazing. And I got to give Cam and Dean a lot of credit for playing. I didn't know if they would play as of today. And, you know, they both played and did a great job. Now we got to see after a three-hour flight home how they're doing tomorrow morning. But we do have a couple days off where hopefully they can recover and get back and practice a little bit on Thursday and get ready for Oklahoma State on Friday.
That's Big Bruce Weber, head coach of Kansas State. And I watched Kansas State last night and then watched them also Saturday as they lost at home to Iowa State.
Good for you.
And
you watched West Virginia play basketball twice?
Yeah.
Three times maybe even this season? Good for you. That's impressive.
You know, I recorded it, went through it. They remind me. K-State reminds me of a team that a lot of us know. They remind me, Vern, of the Chiefs teams that I have grown up with. Most of the Chiefs teams I've grown up with my whole life. Like, even the really good ones. K-State's a good basketball team, right? They are not leading the Big 12 by accident. They're leading it because they have been the best team thus far. They've won on the road in places that hell Kansas has lost to. Kansas dropped games at West Virginia and at Texas, which they show toughness to win at. But they remind me so much of most of the Chiefs teams that I can remember, to where the way they just play, really almost any team potentially can be in the game. If you hit like 8 threes against Kansas State, 8 to 10 threes against Kansas State, truly, no matter what else you do in the game, you're probably still in it. Because K-State can go through droughts and they can be so difficult at times to score. Just like those Chiefs teams, they end up in the playoffs. They were really good all year. Then in the playoffs, having 13-10 games against Jim Harbaugh, having games like they had against the Titans last or 2 years ago in the postseason, were just teams that shouldn't be playing with them. But because of the way they play, you're always in the game. Like West Virginia, that game got spread out late yesterday. But it was close, and closer than it should have been, I think primarily because of the way Kansas State plays. Like, you started seeing Iowa State hitting threes. Whew. You could tell in that game there could be a potential issue. There could be a potential issue for K-State because, man, you get to 70 – K-State could play one of their B to A games, and 70 might be too much for them to get to. So they just remind me so much of the 90s and 2000 Chiefs teams that were really good football teams, but just because of the way they played, they seemed to let teams that shouldn't have any business being with them, like they could go beat the top team in the league, but then they could lose to any other team just because of the way they play.
And that's why they're going to struggle, and that's why until you have a true superstar, you're likely to struggle come March.
And they got a guy. I think Barry Brown is a guy, and you could see that coming even in the game. He took over
Barry Brown yesterday. Might be the player of the year in the Big 12.
He might be.
But when I say a superstar, I'm talking about someone that isn't a senior, right? Someone that doesn't normally last in college basketball longer than 4 years. Yeah, to me... K-State, like a Wisconsin, like a Virginia, there are a handful of schools that can ugly it up during the regular season, but that's going to get exploited come March. Eventually, you're going to run into a team. Hell, Iowa State, the kid with the hyphenated name, just couldn't miss and single-handedly brought down that Wildcat ball club.
The Virginia one's a good one. They are a good basketball team, and were a really good basketball team last year. Like, K-State's a poor man's Virginia. And they lost to UMBC.
They're the same.
Yeah,
you can get through the regular season playing that way, but it's going to come crumbling down quick normally come March.
Like
the Chiefs in January.
Serta's all-time favorite Chief, Larry Johnson, really tried to take me to a negative place over the weekend.
He's not my all-time favorite Chief.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in, Show and Vern. Back from the holiday. When I first arrived here, I was so excited to get in here today to be with the fellas. Got a nice rejuvenated weekend off. And then I arrived. Over the weekend, Vern, Larry Johnson, and I'm going to allow you to read this so I can breathe. Larry Johnson really, really took, I thought just me, and then talking to you this morning, it seemed like it got you there, and I already knew how Serta was feeling before it. But he really took us there with his comments about Colin Kaepernick after everything went down in the 1 o'clock hour of our show Friday.
Yeah, Larry Johnson on Twitter, Kaepernick had the NFL on the ropes, a chance to expose the good old boys network. Sold out his cause, a chance to be a dominating factor in the AAF league, proving he didn't need the NFL. I can't wait for the new Nike campaign. I settled. Larry Johnson then retweeted a picture of Colin Kaepernick with, you know, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything, that scratched off, and underneath it, it simply says, I settled.
Yeah. So that was something from Larry Johnson that I think a lot of people shared, but specifically, you know, hearing from Larry Johnson, the notion that Kaepernick sold out or he was really about himself and money, or the new Nike ad coming out. This was all done to help him. And, Vern, I look at this, and it's like, well, let's look at what the case was, right? The collusion case, correct me if I'm wrong here, Vern, the collusion case was based upon the fact that he felt like, in his opinion, he and Eric Reed felt like they weren't allowed to play football due to the kneeling, due to the protest, that they weren't allowed to play, and that teams and the league had blackballed and conspired together to not collude it together, to use their term, to not allow them to play. He wanted to get out of this case two major things, to prove that, and then also it made him not be able to earn money during his prime years and the vehicle in which he tried to make a living. So financially, he was cut short because he wasn't allowed to make money since 2016, and to prove that the NFL did collude for that to happen. If we look at this, now we could be stupid. We know the NFL who would do anything. They tried to take out Tom Brady and wouldn't quit until they won, until he suspended and accepted the suspension for four games. This is the NFL ain't just giving in. If we look at numbers first reported last week by Mike Freeman, that is the thought of that he would be settled in the range of $60 to $80 million. You'd have to be a fool not to think that the NFL probably feels, you know what, maybe they've got something. Maybe there is something. We don't want this to go to trial. And it's not just $500,000 we're giving up. No, Jack, we're giving up $60 to $80 million. I think if you want to be idiotic, you can act like it. But I think intelligent minds can understand, okay, the NFL has something they don't want to give out. I mean, Cat's not giving out any money. They have something that he wants to give out. So secondly, that is in a way of proving, all right, the NFL probably has something they want to keep under the wraps. And second, well, yeah, he accepted money. This is the thing. Because he stepped out and protested against a cause of police brutality and equality, he shouldn't be allowed to try to make money, Larry? He part of this was to reap money that he lost from his prime years. And the settlement, he gets that. Nothing that happened in the settlement, Vern, is going to stop him from continuing the cause that he was pushing. There's no sellout to that. Nothing. Nothing that's going to happen. This all of a sudden, like if there was an agreement, Vern, in the settlement that, all right, if Cap takes this money, he also then has to never talk about police brutality, talk about any of that stuff. He can't do anything, then that's one thing. But this, to me, getting more money financially seems to make me believe that he would be able to add more to it and would be able to help more with what he was fighting for. So I don't, I, Like, the theory that he sold out is so silly to me.
Because it's all very predictable.
Sure.
I mean, that's exactly what we thought was going to happen Friday when the news broke, is that it was going to be portrayed by the other side as if Kaepernick was a money-hungry martyr. And that's exactly what idiots like Larry Johnson and people of his ilk have trumpeted. That's what they're putting out there. That's what they're feeding to the lemmings that want to believe that Colin Kaepernick was taking the NFL to court to prove that police attack African-Americans more than they do white Americans.
And that he just settled and, oh, I got my money and now I don't have to. That's not at all what it was about.
NFL, you have proven you're right. There is not injustice in this country towards African-Americans. Police do not target African-Americans. Colin Kaepernick laid down his sword, took his money, and said, it worked. This whole act that I've been putting on where I pretend to care about my brothers and sisters who still to this day, on a weekly basis, there's some Twitter video of the police harassing a black man or a black woman or a minority man and woman. And the injustice is obvious if you're paying attention. Colin Kaepernick's act as if he truly cared about them is now over because he made $80 million. Anyone that believes that or is spewing that on social media, you either need to block them out of your life, call them out on the carpet, or you are part of the problem. Larry Johnson, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I would love to hear what the hell he means by settled or sold out. Those, I would love
to. He doesn't know what he means, Ron. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Because as you said, if you investigate, if you dive into the details, or if you listen to people that know what the hell they're talking about, you would understand that there is no selling out. That has no. Larry Johnson, again, should be embarrassed of himself. His friends should be embarrassed of him. And I think he's a disgrace. I think he's a disgrace to his fellow NFL alumni. And I'll leave it at that because I don't really have a ground to stand on when it comes to what else I would like to say about Larry Johnson. But I think a lot of people should be embarrassed that they share the same characteristics as Larry Johnson.
Like someone here in the text line, 816, you can't handle people disagreeing with you. This is, you're just, like, I don't know what you're if you're saying that Kaepernick was a sellout here because he won a settlement case with the NFL, you're just wrong. I don't think that you have a real argument to the fact that he did sell out. The case
arbiter went on and said that this case could go on because there was evidence. The NFL attempted to get a summary judgment, which means the defendant or the prosecution doesn't have a case. They don't have evidence. And the arbiter said, no, he has evidence. This case can go on, which means he had something that obviously the NFL doesn't want to get out. Not debatable.
I think you said it right. The collusion case has absolutely nothing to do with his protests for police brutality and equality. Has absolutely nothing. So when you say, yeah, he went after money, you're damn right he did.
But, Joe, you're smart enough. You've been in this country long enough to see what game they are playing. Just like when he took the knee. They so swiftly and quickly combined that with patriotism and immediately made it not about the protests, not about the injustice, not about the brutality. They made it about the flag. They named it the flag protest. And now they are going to present him again as a money-hungry martyr. The NFL and that side of this country, I'll give them this. They stay true to their copy points. They never blink, and they will die on that hill claiming that he was protesting the flag and now that he is a sellout by taking this money.
From the text line, so if you disagree with Kaepernick, you're an idiot? No. I'm not saying if you disagree with what he, you know, how he handled the kneeling. No, I'm not saying you're an idiot. What I'm saying is you're wrong if you're calling him a sellout because he's settled with the NFL about for $60 to $80 million, which has been reported because of the collusion case. Yes, his objective was to prove that the NFL had colluded against him, which if you're going to be smart, if we're going to be smart here, and if you know the NFL, they gave him $60 to $80 million, and the arbiter said this could have gone to trial because there's evidence. It's obvious the NFL wanted to settle. They settled for that amount of money, clearly lets you know that there was something they didn't want to get out. And yes, it was about him recouping money. Someone texted in, the best years of his life, he sucked. If you think he sucked, no matter what, he was
Don't let... They're changing the conversation.
But I
Ron,
just,
that's how they win. They change the conversation. You can't even... You can't have a conversation. You can't have a conversation if we're constantly changing the topic of the conversation and the goal of the conversation. They change it to confuse you from what we're focusing on and what he was focusing on, and they do it masterfully. I give them that.
Yeah, Larry Johnson. Yeah, that was, I mean, I would love for him to come on, and I would just want to ask Larry, where the hell did he sell out? How?
He didn't. I'd love to hear his words.
I'd love to hear.
I bet you they're dumb.
All right, I
bet you they're ill informed.
I know he went over. I apologize.
Guaranteed.
Show and Vern brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Remember, tomorrow we are joined every Wednesday at 12:30 by our new Royals insider, Cody Tapp. And also, you can remember every Thursday, Cody Tapp's hot stove will be ready to go at 6 o'clock. So, we'll have Cody tomorrow. Excited to talk to him as he is in much better weather than we are in, the real Royals insider. You good?
Happy birthday to Clark Hunt.
How about that? Big C. Big C's birthday today. How old is he? 56? Was it Derek Johnson? Or did Breland speak?
54.
I don't know who's 54 on this team. Brian Waters. We'll just stay there. Brian Waters. Congratulations to Big Clark.
Have fun at your wife's favorite restaurant.
You don't even think he gets to celebrate where he gets? You don't think he gets to pick where he?
No. She's got him so worked over. He knows. Oh. Just go with what she wants.
Vern, you don't think even on his 54th birthday, he gets to choose himself?
No, because she did his 50th right.
And so she gets to choose just the big ones?
No, she asked him. But he's so properly trained, he just says her favorite restaurant.
Oh, that's the worst part. So it's not even, hey, where do you want to go? He just says exactly where he knows where she wants to go.
Yep. Happy birthday, Clark.
That's terrible, Vern. I don't know that I agree with that. I think Clark gets his steakhouse tonight.
Protein Housey with a purpose, text line 69306. Does Clark or Mrs. Hunt decide where they celebrate his birthday?
No, I'm with you. Clark is going to say where they go. But is it going to be Clark's favorite restaurant or is it going to be Mrs. Hunt's favorite restaurant? I think Clark gets this one.
69306.
I was watching the NBA All-Star Weekend Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they always have a big thing. And it was just fascinating to me how much, in terms of all the other sports, that be the NBA, college, all the other sports, how different consistently the NFL, or I mean the NBA, looks. Like, it looks like it's in a completely different world. And they are the second most successful professional sport. I think only the NFL and college football are more popular, or at least more money-wise. I would even argue in terms of star power and stuff that the NBA is probably more popular than college football. I mean, you could just, you know, players, coaches run college football, but there's still more players that are relatable to younger people, whatever. But it is very, very popular, and it is really interesting to me watching that weekend, and I'm seeing other sports, and I wonder why they don't really adopt that mantra. Like, it's been, it's worked for the NBA, and I think the easy thing is to say, well, look who the demographic that watches the NBA. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, white folks have to watch the NBA too for it to be as successful as it is. All right? It ain't just going to be people of color. Ain't that many. Like, this is a different league than when Allen Iverson was running the show. When Allen Iverson may have been your number one guy, around, maybe Shaq was your number one guy. This is a different league. So it's not just they cater to black people. They wouldn't be that popular. I think it is obvious that when you look at their halftime shows, their pre-show performances, the entertainers that they have out there, it's so much different than any of the other sports. And they are successful with it. And they get good ratings with it. And I think it's interesting that other sports don't. The NFL is in a place of its own. But I'm really surprised other sports don't adapt and don't look at what happens with the NBA and their ratings and the popularity and how they're able to bring in young people. No sport does it better than the NBA right now. And they don't adapt some of those methods.
Because when I'm watching that NBA All-Star Weekend, I just remember thinking, there's no way my dad's watching this. Now, he likes, you know, his NBA. He likes his team, right? He'll root for the Detroit Pistons. But when you say that, to me, the NBA has said to hell with the faction of this country that wouldn't be able to tell the difference between Meek Mill and J. Cole. Both of them performed this weekend at the NBA All-Star Game. The non-hip-hop fans, like, you're right. Yes, of course, white people watch the NBA just like white people buy hip-hop albums.
Yes.
Or records.
It's not a color thing. It's more of a, this is...
It's a generational
thing. This is what is popular right now. Is your dad checking for Maroon 5?
No.
Okay. They performed the Super Bowl, so neither. Yeah,
right, but like you said, the NFL's something different. No one can copy what the NFL is doing. But what you're saying is how come someone hasn't copied the NBA, looking at Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, or the NHL? Those are the only other professional leagues that are looking up at the NBA and that could learn from the NBA. I don't know if either of those three sports can follow suit, because A, they don't have the charismatic leadership on the ice or field or court that they do in the NBA, where you have personalities that are almost, I mean, LeBron and Steph are bigger than their sports, and transcend their sports. Look, I got love for Ovechkin and whoever the Ovechkin is of the MLS and Bryce Harper, but I don't think they transcend their specific sports. Hockey fans care and stay up on Ovechkin. Baseball fans care and stay up on Bryce Harper. So, A, I don't think you have the marketability that the NBA does. And the rest of the leagues, hockey, baseball, and soccer, are so niche that they really can't stray from their base. I don't think soccer and baseball and hockey, if they tried to embrace the masses, would get the kind of payback that would make it worth their while to possibly shun some people that are in their base.
When you look at those three sports, I don't think that those three sports are operating in a place like golf is. I think golf could give a damn. about. When you say niche, that's what I think. I think golf could care less. But I think that Major League Baseball and things we hear from Rob Manfred and those other sports, I think they do want to grow their audience. And to me, yeah, I agree with you. They don't have the players that the NFL and NBA does. But, Vern, I still think that you can bring a more popular to the masses and to younger people who you're trying to target back in. Like, bringing in before the home run derby, having Kendrick Lamar performing as opposed to Florida-Georgia line, that seems to me to grab a bigger audience, or Pitbull that grabs a bigger group. And I think some people might, because baseball has a struggle that the sport isn't cool. But then I think also to a lot of the masses, they also put things out there around it that don't seem to be as popular to other places. So I'm not saying that they have the same, but I think they can dress things with entertainers and things like that bring them into the masses. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
David Glenn of The Athletic reports that Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon dumped $250 million into the Alliance of American Football last week in order to save the upstart operation from imploding after week one. Absent the nine-figure cash infusion, they apparently did not have enough money to pay off most of their players after the first week. Several players said they went without getting a paycheck.
What did you set it at? 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
You might be close. He had to throw in $250 million?
I like how Serta said he dumped.
Dumped.
$250 million, because that's what it is. You're never going to see that money, guy.
What a waste.
Well, you give that away knowing you're not. Wow.
Yeah, the money that he gave to them also bought him a seat as the president of the board of directors for the AAF. So he's basically running the thing now because he put so much money.
Are they on a week-to-week? Are they on a week-to-week crossing their fingers type thing?
That 250 probably helped a lot. That probably bought him at least another month.
You think? Are the TV contracts already paid?
See,
I just feel like I have to look into that. Like,
I don't know if they really have a TV contract, because basically they're on CBS and they're on NFL Network, but that's something the NFL just kind of like gave to them.
Well, they can't just give them to CBS.
I mean, they can. Hey, if you guys want to play this, go ahead. Sure, we'll do it. It's week one. The interest will be high. Yeah, we'll put it on CBS.
For free?
Yes.
Maybe I don't know how the TV.
Why would CBS pay for it if they don't want it?
I don't know how the TV world works. I just feel like they would not CBS pay.
Hey, well, CBS is paying the NFL for a lot of
maybe.
These games.
I feel
so
like
it's not the other way around.
I guess.
Like, you spend enough money on 610 Sports Radio, we'll just start throwing your commercials in. We'll give you freebies at night, over the weekend. We'll take care of you.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Coming up, your chance to give your weekend hugs. We missed Monday. Come back again. Protein Owls, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Send in your weekend hug.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Coming up in roughly four doggone minutes. Send it in. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. Weekend hugs. If you are first joining us, welcome. Welcome into Show and Bird. We love you. Hell, I love you. You love me. We all here on Show and Bird can be a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Why don't you say you love Show and Vern too? Weekend hugs. Weekend hugs. I want to explain
we'll get
it to
it.
You. I'm sorry.
Singing a damn Barney song.
That was my own song. I wrote that. Your weekend hugs. It doesn't have to be sports. It can be sports related. Anybody in the sports world, your personal world, anything that happened to you in your life over this weekend. Weekend hugs. Send them in. Politics, music, entertainment, whatever.
over the weekend, while Ron was trying to embarrass his wife, I was watching the NBA All-Star Weekend coverage. Cam Newton sat down with Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and the rest.
Is it possible that, I mean, because we all know you're a great athlete, is it possible that if you put your mind to it, you could be an NBA player?
It's not if I put my mind to it. There's no doubt about it. I can be a contributor to a team right now. Straight up.
That's 10 for 10.
10 for 10.
Straight
10
up. For 10. Now,
10 NFL players that say they could play in the NBA.
But the thing is this. I'm not just talking offensively, though. Because if all else fails, I know I can play defense. I know I can do that.
Okay, since 10 for 10, who is the Cam Newton of the NBA?
The Greek Freak.
Well, you got to love the confidence of him.
I love Cam
Newton. Him and Russell Westbrook are like the same people to me. Like, I just, as a fan of the sport, I really like both of them. What did Russ say the other day? I'm too good to, what did he say?
Something along the lines of, I've been blessed so much that I can
give a Daryl Bevel about what people say about me. I don't give an F about what people say about me. I love those two guys. The confidence, the swagger of those guys. And I think Cam really believes it. I don't know that it's true, but I think Cam really believes it. I mean, he had to be a defensive stalwart. Maybe he sees himself as PJ Tucker in the league, who had to play like 5 years overseas before coming over. But I love Cam. I love Cam. Russell Westbrook, they're like the same people. I would never want them to be the best player on my team in either one of the sports, but I love those guys. They're too emotional for me to be the quarterback, which I would rather my quarterback to be together. And I've seen Cam lose himself when his emotions get too high. And Russell, the same way, can lose himself.
With Cam, are you just saying you want a more talented quarterback?
No, I don't have
I
don't have a problem with Cam's talent. Cam's got an arm. He could throw the ball. I mean, not Mahomes.
So you would take
level.
A lesser than quarterback that is, as you put it, less emotional?
Oh, yeah, I think Tom Brady is far less talented than him. I think there are a lot of quarterbacks that are far less talented than him.
Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. You can't say he's less talented than Cam Newton.
I think Russell Wilson is far less talented than Cam Newton. I would take Russell over him every day. And
Russell's a better quarterback than Cam Newton.
I'm just telling you the talent. Yeah, we've seen, and I think a part of it is upstairs. Between the two of them, because Cam is far more talented than Russ. Russ has never won an MVP. Cam has drugged teams to the places he's gotten to. But I just think he gets too emotional for me. And I think the same thing with Russell Westbrook. I love watching them, two of my favorite players to play. But if I were starting a team, I would not want Cam as my quarterback, or I wouldn't want Russ as my best player.
Weekend hugs.
Weekend hugs. Coming in, stopping in first with Nurse Jen. Weekend hugs to all the parents like myself who are dealing with multiple snow days and about to lose their minds. Get ready for it again for you parents, because you're probably going to be dealing with it again tomorrow. Vern, Serta, let's make sure we're safe driving in tomorrow, because it's supposed to snow like hell again tonight. So,
Maybe don't call me when I'm driving then. Allow me to focus on the road.
I don't know why you just don't want me to love you, but
another drill by now.
I literally am going to anyway.
Okay, if it's 75 and sunny, I don't want you calling me at 7 a.m.
From the 816, hugs to my wife because she let me have sexy time this last weekend.
All right.
Good for you. Huh? Happy and horny for you. Show needs a hug after his Valentine's Day. Awkwardness on the radio. Dang, bro. I thought it was fantastic. Oh, this ought to be good.
Happy Serta. Valentine's Day.
Just have it at the radio. Here we go, Serta. Go ahead.
Is that her? I want to hug Kirk Cousins. He just can't win with the Minnesota Vikings fans. He pissed a bunch of fans off because he doesn't enjoy cold weather either. But he tweeted yesterday, in 2010, I was mad at LeBron James for leaving Cleveland, but I've been in Miami for a total of 5 minutes, and now I totally understand, and Vikings fans everywhere freaked out.
Why would that cause him to freak out?
Because apparently, if you live in Minnesota or you play for the Minnesota Vikings, you're supposed to love horribly cold weather.
Why didn't he know that in 2010? You didn't know Miami was better than Cleveland in 2010?
I never understood
that. I think I've known that my whole life. That Miami is better than Cleveland.
Yeah. Want to throw out a potential weekend hug to myself. I watched that Queen movie this weekend, and I cannot stop watching everything Queen.
I did the
same
thing.
It has taken over my life. I've watched like 4 documentaries on Queen and Freddie Mercury. I cannot stop listening to the songs.
Yeah.
Radio Gaga has taken over my life.
For a solid
Radio Gaga.
After that.
Oh, I can't get over it. I can't stop. And I think the people in my house are probably annoyed with it because I've watched the Live Aid performance from 1985 17 times since I watched that movie.
17 times?
Easily.
Serta?
I'm not kidding you. I'm not pulling a Serta.
I watched the Live Aid, the full performance after I watched the movie. And then I watched several Freddie Mercury interviews.
I even paired up and watched the two side by side. Freddie Mercury, the real one, and then, yeah, it got away from me. What's your weekend?
What the hell do you mean you've watched them side by side?
They had one side by side. In the movie, know the complete set list right now. Bohemian Rhapsody, they went right into Radio Gaga, and then he went and did the, and they followed him, and that went right into Hammer to Fall. Then that moved into that song that is like dedicated to like Elvis. What is that song called? I forgot what that song is called. That led into We Will Rock You and end it with We Are the Champions. I told you, I just watched a lot of it. Sorry, your weekend hug?
Me. My weekend hug is to myself for having to listen to you sing Queen the rest of this week.
It might happen. I'm sorry. I cannot get off of it. I can't stop watching it, man. The investigative work that I went into Freddie Mercury's teeth for about an hour and a half was insane. Cannot. I apologize for that. I'm going to try not to let that get over me. It's a damn shame what Kansas is trying to do to LeGerald Vick. That's next.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.